This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
See the cash flow, and they are backing $1.9 trillion in that COVID relief bill. This is citizens who don't vote on it. Their representatives do. We know the House said yes. Joe Biden, the Prez, is working on the Democrats in the Senate to make this a reality. Doubtful that Republicans will jump on board. But 70% of Americans, is that you, say that they want and need the economic relief. So while it is a giant number, it would be the biggest ever when we talk about relief bills, they're willing to play along and realize that debt is what you are letting trickle down to the millennials and others, Generation Z and so on and so forth, but this is the way we live in the United States. Is that true of you? 50.7 million people have been vaccinated, and that is vaccinated with the two-shot deal, Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines. Now we got J&J. The trucks rolled out from Kentucky and Tennessee. 4 million vaccines being dispersed across the United States. What does it all mean when almost 20% of adults in the United States, believe it or not, have been vaccinated, especially when we look at the death total right now? The numbers are horrifying. They are. There's no denying it. And I'm going to tell you a personal thing that happened with me. But 514,000 people have died in the United States, 2.54 million in the world. While cases are going in the opposite direction in many areas, the concern is that people will be lax with social distancing or masking, and we could see another surge, believe it or not. And again, those numbers from John Hopkins. Kate Delaney, hope you had a wonderful weekend, whatever it is you did. Maybe you just were chillaxing and not paying attention to all of the circus that is constantly swirling around us. So let me start with the good news if you're not an anti-vaxxer. If you're an anti-vaxxer, you don't care. You're just hoping for that herd immunity, I suppose, or just saying, I'm not willing to roll up my sleeve. And I've met plenty of people who are saying that, including two of my friends, while the rest of them are getting vaccinated. But this third vaccine now is out there by J&J. I mentioned the trucks rolled out. CEO was almost giddy with excitement, Alex Gorsky. He was all over the tube, starting with the morning programs, the Today Show. In an interview, he said, within 48 hours, Americans should start receiving shots in their arms. They are rolling out. And shares of the pharmaceutical company, of course, shot up 2.9% in pre-market trading after the FDA rubber-stamped this one shot. And what do we know about the third shot? What do we know about the new vaccine? How does it work? All that kind of stuff. We know it's being made available. I just told you that. But one shot is different from the two. The first two are given weeks apart. The first dose offers partial protection. The second is a booster. So that's that two-step deal. That's complicated the vaccine effort, frankly, where some people in the very beginning of this had a hard time getting the second vaccine. And the concern was, how long does it last? Oh my gosh, I got the first one. And then, of course, the doses have to be kept in this deep freeze, ultra cold or completely frozen. And that requirement is a huge challenge, especially when we saw what happened in the great state of Texas during the horrific power outage or other technology failures when healthcare workers in places all over the United States have had to scramble to administer shots or risk the vaccine going to waste. So J&J is less fussy. No waiting weeks for another appointment. No logistical headaches from keeping track of who needs the second dose and who's still waiting on their list. They don't have to deal with that. They don't use mRNA. You know what that is? It's an A vector vaccine. So it uses the more established approach, as it was explained to me, of employing a cold virus to deliver a gene that carries the blueprint for the protein found on the surface of the coronavirus. So stay with me. This is science geeky stuff. But the virus enters the cells, which then follow the genetic instructions to construct a replica of the coronavirus spike. The immune system uses these replicas to recognize and respond to the real thing. That's what it is. And similar to what J&J, as I understand, made the vaccine for Ebola, which was approved last year in Europe. So it doesn't give you COVID because it's not the virus, because there's that confusion. It's the one protein, as I explained it, from the virus that induces your body to make a good response against the whole virus. So I think the big thing is there's not the logistical nightmare. It's one and done, and it can be stored for months at a refrigerated temperature. That means more people could administer that the more doses become available. But because of that, there is this argument over, seriously, I'll wait for J&J. When you talk to people who say, yeah, I'll get a vaccine, I'm concerned, what are the side effects and all of that, I'm not kidding. There are people that are saying they'll wait for J&J. So if you tell me I have a number on the list, I'm going to wait. And I agree with Fauci on this. You get what's available if this is what you're going to do. If you're going to get the vaccine anyway, if whatever it is, do it. So the good thing is the vaccine completely prevented hospitalization and death, including in South Africa, because remember, there was that more transmissible variant, and it was 85, big fat number, effective, 85% effective at protecting against severe cases of illness. 72% effective at preventing moderate illness in the U.S. trials, a number that falls short of Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, which were about 95% effective after both doses. So, you know, all these head-to-head comparisons, I think that it makes the people in the medical profession crazy because they want to see people get vaccinated and not get bogged down into this is the one I want, right? So, of course, it's being endorsed, no question about it, and already we have almost 20% of adults in this country who have been vaccinated. How about you? If you've gotten the vaccine and you had any kind of side effects, or no, it was smooth sailing, let me know, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com, or you can dive in, the water's warm. Jump on the phones, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Guess what happened in Orlando? CPAC, we're talking about on the flip side.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Conservative movement and the Republican Party back to a totally conclusive victory, and we've had tremendous victories. Don't ever forget it. With your help, we will take back the House, we will win the Senate, and then a Republican president will make a triumphant return to the White House, and I wonder who that will be. I wonder who that will be. That be, I wonder.
All right, so there were a lot of conservatives that went to Orlando not to visit the Mouse House, but to see Donald Trump and be a part of the conservative political action crew. It's the conference that is the conference you have to go to when you are part of strictly following not the I'm a little left of center, I'm a little right of center, I'm right in the thick of it. And it's a big place for politicians to make a name for themselves. Donald Trump has spoken there many times before he was even president. But the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando was jammed. A lot of people waited for Sunday night for Donald Trump's speech. And the former president got an enthusiastic reaction from the crowd. It's not a surprise. And he said that he didn't like to play games about who could beat him for the 2024 GOP nomination. But he can't imagine, when he was asked afterwards, that somebody else would win should he decide to run. He was on Newsmax TV. Mark Halperin interviewed him backstage, and he said, "I'm not sure anybody should be able to win other than us." He said, "I've done a good job for this party. We have the great economy in this history that we have now, and we rebuilt it a second time. And threw in a couple of other things. Just, we've done a great job. I think based on job performance, I'm not sure that anybody else should be able to win other than us." He did say this, this caveat. He said he hasn't decided to run in 2024, but I love our country. I'm going to do what's right for our country. And then he pointed out the straw poll, which is true, that was taken at the convention. 55% of the people attending questioned, you know, when they were questioned about it, they think he should be the nominee in 4 years. And he said he's never seen poll numbers like that. And he's right. There was nobody that was close to him. He had the best poll numbers. So the Republicans are a house that is going in different directions. That's exactly what it is. And it depends on the day of the week, and it depends on who you're talking to. But here's what Senator Bill Cassidy from Louisiana had to say about the Republican Party after watching what was going on in CPAC.
First, CPAC is not the entirety of the Republican Party. That's number one. Number two, political organizations and campaigns are about winning. Over the last 4 years, we lost the House of Representatives, the Senate, and the presidency. That has not happened in a single 4 years under a president since Herbert Hoover. Now, if we plan to win in 2022 and 2024, we have to listen to the voters. We had economic policies that were working. So if that's the case, and we can speak to those policies to those families, then we'll win. But if we idolize one person, we will lose.
Is he right or is he wrong? A lot of you chimed in when you decided to write to me over the weekend in the mailbag. So we will go to the mailbag coming up in our next segment, but it is a segmented party. That's what I would say. It's the Republicans. Is it about finding an identity? Is that important now? Is it about chilling out for a second and taking a breath and watching, you know, what happens and continuing to see what's going on in the country? What do you do if you're the head of the Republican National Committee? I would say that, first of all, we know that a lot of the Republican-led legislators in dozens of states are moving to change election laws in ways that might make it harder for some people to vote. And the Brennan Center, which is a nonprofit that tracks voting laws, says that 43 states, including key swing states, are considering 253 bills that would raise barriers to voting. For example, reducing early voting days, limiting access to voting by mail. So it depends on the state, but a lot of these lawmakers in 43 states have proposed expanding voter access. But then you have some of the Republicans who are squeezing it, and they're prioritizing new security requirements and shorter voting periods. So like in Georgia, where President Biden won by, what was it, 12,000 votes, nearly 12,000 votes. It wasn't quite 12,000 votes. They're considering multiple bills to restrict voting. The most significant, and this is worth me mentioning here on this national show, because it is about voting, it is about forecasting what comes next, because it affects you and I. It's we, the people, never forget that. And I don't think this crew does, no matter where you slant or no labels. It is about we, the people, and always, always remember that. This is from a woman who grew up in the Seat of Liberty, and it was really crammed down my throat. I can't tell you how many times I made those trips to the Constitution Center as I was older, but also to Independence Hall, etc., and then seeing the great document, the Declaration of Independence, which was then in D.C., but where it originally was signed. But I'm not going down that rabbit hole. I'm just giving you some background. So House Bill 531 is before a committee. This is Georgia, chaired by Republican Representative Barry Fleming. He says Democrat Stacey Abrams' campaign to expand voter access after losing a governor's race in 2018, and now Republicans want their changes, too. We want our changes. So the bill, he says, is an attempt to restore the confidence of our public because there's been controversy regarding our election system. But there's audits, the recounts, all that stuff did confirm the accuracy of the vote count in Georgia. And lawsuits there and in other states by the Trump campaign and others failed to show otherwise. The thing is, in looking at this and then looking at CPAC, you look at what happens coming up in the midterms. You look at what happens with this new super PAC, I guess I'll call it. It is a super PAC that Donald Trump, who's the former president, who's wildly popular, remember, 73 million voters and a big war chest. So the answer to the Republican National Committee, it is the wait and see. We have the dream because we have the money machine. We have to have money. And that is the basis of our politics. You have to be able to raise money to get elected. You have to raise money to get the vote out, no matter what happens in these challenges, shrinking hours, more oversight, arguments over where we're headed with voting and what's fair and what's foul. It all comes down to the almighty dollar. It does, as to what comes in the door. So I think that the Republican National Committee chair and others are waiting, hanging back, and realizing the dream machine of raising cash is absolutely still Donald Trump. And will he run? Will Rona McDaniel, who's the chairwoman, as she watches this, she's not messing around with this, will he run in 2024 saying already, yeah, I'm not so sure, but is there anybody? And he's right. Right now, who could challenge him to get the nod for the Republicans? And remember, when you look at presidential races and you say, well, we just had an election, where is the pause? There is no pause because it's really, it's more two and a half years you start pushing for the seat. And then, of course, you have the midterms even way before it. So it's fascinating to watch how the world turns around Donald Trump, the former president. He does have the voice right now that matters the most in the Republican Party. Mailbag coming up next.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
One of President Biden's more controversial nominees for a cabinet-level position has withdrawn her nomination. Neera Tanden, the president's pick to head the Office of Management and Budget, asked the White House Tuesday to pull her nomination from consideration. She had been under scrutiny for past tweets criticizing some members of Congress. Several key senators, including West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, had said that they would not support her confirmation. And the United States has announced sanctions on senior members of the Russian government over the poisoning of Putin critic Alexei Navalny. Seven officials, including the head of Russia's Federal Security Agency, were sanctioned by the U.S. in conjunction with similar efforts from the European Union. State Department spokesman Ned Price said Tuesday's sanctions are just the beginning of a series of penalties against the Russian government.
These actions today demonstrate that there will be accountability for the use of chemical weapons and actions that violate international norms and abuse human rights.
This is USA Radio News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is ending all restrictions on business and ending the mask mandate in his state. John Clemens reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Speaking in Lubbock, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said people do not need the state telling them how to operate.
All businesses of any type are allowed to open 100%. Also, I am ending the statewide mask mandate.
Texas businesses can still limit capacity, require a face mask, or take other safety measures if they so choose. But the state mandate will end next week. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Some private companies are choosing to keep their mask mandates in place. General Motors and Toyota said Tuesday employees at their facilities in the state will still be required to wear masks at work. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Corner is a very talented man, Christopher Gary Simmons. It's audio and it's a book, and I'll explain. And it's called A Tribute to Hip Hop and Shakespeare's Othello, When the Night Fell, Part One, Clear Rise. So When the Night Fell is a literary version of the modern musical. You follow the characters Clear, Ego, Cash, and Diamond on a theatrical odyssey inspired by the fictional tragedies of the Shakespearean cast that includes Othello, Iago, Michael Cassio, and Desdemona. Perceptions of race, class, and societal norms are all challenged here. Imagine Othello for a second reincarnated as a white minority navigating through the predominantly African-American hip-hop community and culture of today. So this book pays homage to a classic piece of literature by sparking our imagination and really expanding our perspective, and that nails it. Author Christopher Gary Simmons elevates his unique style of spoken word poetics by combining the storytelling of William Shakespeare with the broken English of Langston Hughes. The rhythmic production used throughout the audiobook, is what I mentioned, enhances the reading experience, creating a profound tribute to lyricists everywhere and our memory of the character Othello. This innovative project will move readers, I really believe that, to connect with Shakespearean's dramatic tale while being transported blissfully to a new level of melodic expression. Christopher Gary Simmons is in our virtual green room. Christopher, thanks so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about the title and what it means in relationship to the story that I was laying out there in that intro.
Got it. So it's a tribute to hip-hop and Shakespeare's Othello. So the idea is, if you took the cast of Othello and just transported them into today's time, what would that cast look like and what would that story look like? And then how would it be told? And so transferring not only the characters, but also transferring the medium by which it's shared. So taking the iambic pentameter of Shakespeare and transitioning it into a lyrical style, line for line, character for character, from the beginning to the end, it totally transforms it into something that is the same and completely different at the same time. And so that was what the intention was. So When the Night Fell is the idea of, and it's spelled K-N-I-G-H-T, so not When the Night Fell, but when the night fell. Mm-hmm. So the idea is that Othello kind of fell on his sword at the behest of Iago and his urgings. And so my character Clear is the same character, just in reverse, with one Caucasian male character and a cast of African American characters or characters of color. He falls on his sword in the same way. So, but just in modern times. And so, and every line and every lyric is written so that it's a back and forth exchange of lyrical kind of conversation between each character, and it has an audiobook that goes with it, with a musical complement that allows you to listen to it as a full on musical. So that's the idea of it. And so I called it When the Night Fell because obviously Othello falls at the end of the story of Shakespeare, and then you'll find out what happens to Clear at the end of When the Night Fell. So it's a tribute to hip hop. It's a tribute to Shakespeare. And I call it Clear's Rise because it's the first half of the story. And so it takes you through his rise. And then the next book, which will be Clear's Fall, will take you through his fall.
What was it like reversing, you know, kind of inverting the story, then also putting the music to it and combining that? What was that process like for you?
Well, I thought a lot about, like, who would these characters be? Like, who in real time, what would they be? And I thought, for lack of a better example, Eminem was kind of the first person that I could think of that would fit into the mold of maybe who this character might be. And who would he fall in love with, right? And so maybe he falls in love with a record producer's daughter, or maybe it's a huge mogul like Jay-Z, and he falls in love with Jay-Z's daughter, if Jay-Z's daughter was of age, right? Or someone like that. And what if, you know, there was someone in that community that really despised him as a person, or for whatever reason wanted to see him fall, and created enough consternation between him and that relationship that it totally imploded in a way that was tragic. And so that from that premise, I just kind of developed the lyrics to go along with each character's words. And I tried to utilize Shakespeare's creativity to kind of infuse what a MC or an artist or a lyricist today would say in terms of what Shakespeare was trying to express.
Yeah, so that's literary musical. That's the term that you use to describe the book, and I guess you've really kind of laid that out for us, but it's good to know that that's what the term means, right, what you're talking
yes.
about.
Exactly, and the book is arranged in three segments. So the beginning of the book is the literary narrative, and so you have a description of each scene before the lyrical conversation starts, so you can know where the characters are, who they are, what they look like, what setting they're in. And so before each act and each scene, you kind of have a descriptive narrative in the literary narrative portion. Now the literary musical portion takes out the narrative, and then you just get the lyrical conversation from beginning to end. And then I've added a third component, which is the instrumental for the literary musical, so that if by chance you're interested in kind of reciting it along on your own, or reciting it with friends, or performing it with each other in an attempt to recreate or recapture how it's being told in your own imaginative way with your own twist on how it's being presented, then you could do that as well.
Yeah. So as I sit here and I'm thinking about this, is the book more about Shakespeare or hip-hop or combo?
I think it's a combination. I think what my goal is to have people who really understand Shakespeare and love it for its storytelling and its imagination and its beauty and its tragedy, to understand that hip hop is really a cousin to that literature. So it's a literary art form as well. There are a lot of artists and MCs who have spent years and years writing the material that they write and creating this art form, not just kind of standing in front of a microphone and just saying something, but literally taking the time to kind of write out their thoughts, write out their ideas. And there are some who are just so imaginative that they don't need to write it down, that it comes so naturally that they can capture an expose just from standing in front of the microphone and having their experience kind of flow through them. So there are various versions of who those people are. And so I wanted to combine that ability to have structure within the writing and understand the importance of how much writing affects and impacts us and how beautiful it is to understand that writing, even, as I say, in the broken English of Langston Hughes, is just as beautiful as the perfect Thoreau writing that we know and love.
So you hinted at... You hinted at this. You're doing a series of these Shakespearean plays translated into literary musicals using hip-hop lyricism. So if you're doing that, I am so curious, which Shakespeare plays do you do next? What are you going to do in the future as the follow-up?
Yeah, so the goal is to share the second half, which would be When the Night Fell, Part 2, Clear's Fall. So once you get Clear's Rise and you get a taste of that and you really like it, you're going to want to check out Clear's Fall. And then what I want to do is a deluxe version, because at this point, the versions that are out, the version that is out and the second version that will come out is just me going over the lines of each character. And so with the deluxe version, I want to create a situation where I'm able to bring in cast members to play the roles of each individual character. And so you'll get the whole thing from beginning to end, Clear's Rise and Fall, as one combined book. So there'll be three components. So there's Clear's Rise, Clear's Fall, Clear's Rise and Fall, the combination. And then following that, the two plays that I'm have my eye on are Macbeth and Romeo and Juliet. And I kind of have an idea for what I want to do with Macbeth. And Romeo and Juliet's off in the distance, but it'll be the same format. I'll do the first half, the second half, and then a combination with a full cast of characters. So there'll be three kind of books for each play.
How fun is this for you to do it?
Time flies away. Everything disappears, and you get immersed into a brand new world of imagination and creativity and just culture. There are a lot of things that I did as far as a lyricist or as far as like research and just as far as creating the tone and tenor and the presentation of the lyrics that I didn't even realize I was doing until after I did it. And I would listen to music and I was like, oh, wow, that's a reference to that. Or, wow, that goes to that. And it was the same way for some of the Shakespeare stuff. Like, oh, I didn't even know that I was bringing that to light. So there's a equal playing field for ways to mine the material to see how it really connects to Shakespeare and how it also connects just as relevantly to hip hop.
Yeah, wow. So talented. What? So innovative, too. Christopher Gary Simmons, it's called A Tribute to Hip-Hop and Shakespeare's Othello, When the Night Fell, Part 1, Clear's Rise. You can get that all on Amazon. Christopher, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much. And the audiobook will be out soon. And the actual book is available on Amazon, as you said. And I think the audiobook is what people are really going to really love once they have their hands on the book. And so I want to thank you so much, Kate, for having me. I really appreciate the time. And looking forward to hearing how people react and respond to it and the joy that they get out of it.
I love that. Christopher, thanks so much.
The sexiest New York night. Who brings pleasure to the New York night? We'll clear the air. Girl, I know that's right. No need for excess light. He's got a diamond. 5'9", full figure, and straight shine. You know they hit the hottest spots on the islands. From that new club, Bonfire, in the Bahamas. To right here in Manhattan, I bring the karma. You can't stand it, well, have a seat. Here comes the drama. We did it first at NUCEE.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
That means the arrival of Sir Eric and another edition of This or That, our technical maestro. Hey, Eric, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Kate?
I'm good. I'm weary. I'm on the hamster wheel like all of us are. But we're alive and we're doing what we love, so we're lucky.
Very lucky.
Yeah, very lucky, and I think of that every day. So for the first This or That, brownies or cupcakes? And let me preface this by saying, when you walk into a store, usually the way it's set up, a grocery store, is even if you're not a sweets eater, they have all these incredible cupcakes, different sizes and different icing all over it, packaged up in there for a dollar off or whatever. And then you see these giant brownies, they're packaged up. And it's like they know you're going to walk by it. So you have to take one. You have to pick one. Brownies or cupcakes, what would you do?
I'm going to have to go with cupcakes on this one.
Cupcakes. So you like the whole icing thing and all that?
No, I don't. I don't really care for the icing. I just like blueberry muffins or me and my girlfriend have been eating lemon poppy seed.
Oh, I like lemon poppy seed. They're good.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you that with a glass of milk?
Yeah, I have to.
It's so funny. I'm not a huge milk drinker, but I like milk with something like a lemon poppy seed cupcake or muffin. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. I'd barely take that over a brownie, though.
Well, here's the problem with brownies. It's not a problem, but not all brownies are created equal. You know, you have either the really chewy ones or people burn the brownies or brewing them, you know what I mean? Yeah, or you put nuts in them. There's all kinds of, not that you can't do that with cupcakes because we're saying that, but they're all, not all brownies are created equal. I mean, really good brownies, you can tell the difference. And then that's the key thing. Really homemade good brownies are way different.
Yeah, I think, but I feel like it's safe to say that all brownies are really, like, rich, like chocolate.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you have to want that chocolatey rich thing because it's overwhelming, and that's different than tasting a lighter cupcake if that's the kind of cupcake you get. I'm sure people listening are like, really? We could be talking about Donald Trump, and we're talking about, or we could be talking about 2024, we could be talking about what's going on with the stimulus, but Sir Eric and Kate, they are talking about brownies, big important things, brownies and cupcakes, which I think is important.
Yeah, of
right.
Course.
Of course. It's what we're doing. We eat as humans. We need something else to think about. All right. Sunset or sunrise? This or that?
Oof. I have to say sunset.
Sunset. You know what? I would normally say sunset, but I also have seen so many good sunrises. And I think of the sunrise at the Sedona Airport. For the people that are listening on KVOI in Tucson, oh, my gosh, going to Sedona, I've been privileged. I've been a lot of places. But if you go up, anyone listening, and put this on your list, I mean, because you could just be driving, you go to Airport Road in Sedona, Arizona, and you see the most incredible sunrises. It just blew my mind. I've been there a couple times, and no matter what's going on, last time I was there with my friends, and of course they're all lazy sleeping, and they're like, what did you do? They wake up 3 hours later, I got up, I was, boom, 5:30, I'm on the mountain with everybody else on that road looking at the sunset. I mean, sunrise. It was so cool.
Man, that's...
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. It's like the paint, because you have all those rock formations, and then the shadows start to come up on the formations there, and it's just, it's like, it looks like the painted desert. It's really cool.
Is, like, the sun extra big or something?
It is. It can be. Like, if you're at Bell Rock, because they have different rock formations. So they have Cathedral Rock, Bell Rock, the Sedona Airport, which is where I go, because you get the best view of all of it. And there's other people. It's not a hidden secret. Everybody's out there with their cameras and their binoculars. And when I say everybody, it's not a giant, you know, because Sedona is Sedona. It's not a giant crowd, but it might be, you know, like 20, 25 people maybe. In different areas of and around that airport where you see them. And you're not at the airport, you're on the airport road. Like, to the right of you, you would go to the little airport, but you're there watching it from a vantage point. It's really spectacular.
Sweet. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, you have to. You
I
have
noticed
to.
It's on the way to, like, Flagstaff.
Yes.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go to Flagstaff, so...
Yeah, so it's a good trip. And that trip happened in my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, that you always hear me talk about. I talk about why I accidentally ended up in Sedona, and it was the best. And because I went through New Mexico, because there was no flights. And I even knowing people, it doesn't matter what string you pull, unless I was somehow buying an aircraft, I was not getting to Arizona for a speech I had to do. So we had a drive, and I got to go through Sedona on the way back, and that was the best.
Nice.
I think I've sold it. I think I like should work for the Sedona Tourism Department now. Okay, so this will be important because you have a girlfriend, and men have a different point of view than women do on this. And any man listening, I know they have a. I know every man has an opinion about this. So it's this or that. Natural sort of makeup, just a little bit, or totally made up for your woman. Which do you prefer? A woman or girl who looks young woman who looks more natural, or one that's got everything made up? You know, the eyes, the lips, the whole thing.
Natural for sure.
Natural, yeah, that's, you know what, that's what my husband says. He says the same thing. I have a funny story to tell you. I did a thing with, for everybody listening, I did a TV thing. You know, they have morning shows everywhere. Everywhere people are listening to this, you've got a local morning show, most likely. And I was doing Good Morning Texas. They asked me to fill in, and who was on? There were some famous people, but anyway, they did the makeup and I just didn't even pay attention. And my brother saw it and he said, I don't even recognize you as my sister anymore because they put so much how bright are those lights? Right? Yeah. There's something about natural that I think a lot of men prefer.
Yeah. I mean, did you like it?
No, but I understood that it's, you know, you get bright television lights and that's the whole idea, that you have to not be washed out looking.
Yeah.
I mean, it might have been too much, though. It might have been a little overblown.
Yeah, I prefer, like, no makeup. I feel like it hides too much, you know?
It does hide too much. All right, speaking of hiding, because we live in this world of Zoom and social media, which we were always talking about, which are two different things, but you have to have a meeting, and people do a lot of Zooms. I know I'm in that category, but I was in that category before the pandemic happened. Do you put up the camera or you just do the audio? This or that? Because some people are all in on the camera. No matter what, you just need audio, you're just having a conversation, they're all in on the camera, and then you see the top of their head or the bottom of their lip, or they don't know how to set it up, or they're in the dark, and some of the backgrounds are so crazy.
You know, I don't see the need for the camera.
Yeah, if you're just doing audio, that's what I say, because it pulls on it anyway, so why not just do audio? Audio rocks, we know that here in the radio world, there's no question about it. All right, so go get your lemon poppy cupcake, and thank you very much, Sir Eric.
Thank you, Kate.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet. Stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.